The Zohar, in the beginning of Parashas Kisetze, brings down on what the Pasuk says regarding Melech HaMashiach. The Pasuk in Zechariah says, Oni v'reichev al chamar. Mashiach will be like an Oni riding on a chamar. And the Zohar says that the Oni is Rosh Tevis, the three Mesechtas. Mesechtas Erevin, that's the Ayin, Mesechtas Nida, and Mesechtas Yevamos. That's what it says in the Zohar. Now, it's not muchach that the Zohar means that these three mesechtas are the hardest mesechtas. As we see, really, Nida is not even so hard. You know, maybe Erevin and Yevamos you could call it hard, but Nida is not, I wouldn't call Nida the hardest mesechta. But one thing you do see from the Zohar, that these three mesechtas are going to bring Mashiach closer. Mashiach has shaychus to these three mesechtas. And therefore, if someone comes to the learning of Erevin, he learns it very well with Chazara, definitely it'll help bring Mashiach closer. Now, the Mesechtas Erevin is split up into three main topics. And we call it three topics. Topic number one is Mechitzas. We'll explain that in a second. The second topic is Tchumen. And the third topic we will call Chatzeres. And the Prakim of Perek Aleph Beis, part of Perek Tes, and Perek Yud, which is always talking about Haitzah, mostly talking about Haitzah, that's all about Mechitzas. We'll call that Mechitzas. Perek Gimel, Dalet, and Hey, that talks about the Tchumen. And the Perek 6 and 7 talk about Chatzeres. Mechitzas, which is the first part of the Mesechta and the end part of Mesechta, includes in it the different Rishuyas of Shabbos, and includes what is called Rosh Hashanah, what's called Rosh Hashanah. For example, even though a Mavui has three walls, you need a Lechi and a Kaira in order to carry in it. And that the Gemaras and the Mishnayos will talk about putting up a Lechi, putting up a Kaira for a Heker. And the we'll learn about Lavud and about Doif and Akuma, different Halachal Moshe Sinai's, how to make a Mechitza. That will be included in these Sugyas of Mechitzas. The third and fourth parak and fifth parak talk about tchumim. Tchumim is that a person on Shabbos is not allowed to leave his tchum on Shabbos, which is 2,000 amos out of the city. He can't walk. What exactly is the city? You have to learn parak hey. We'll explain what makes something into a city, and then from there you count 2,000 amos. And in parak gimel it says erev tchumim. You can make an erev tchumim. If you want to walk 4,000 amos, you put an erev somewhere, you can walk 2,000 amos from every side of the erev. That becomes your new makom shvisa, and you can make an erev tchumim in order to extend your tchum. And that's the discussion of the third and fourth of the parak about tchumim. And there's another discussion there. If someone left his tchum, what's the halacha? Could he move? Could he not move? That's all included in the second part of the Masechta Tchumim. The third part of Masechta is Perek Hadar, and the Perek after that, we call that Chatzeres. And what does that mean? There's a new Darabanon, that even if you have two Rishus Yachid, you have a house, two houses, two Chatzeres, they're both completely enclosed, all four sides. Completely enclosed. You're not allowed to carry from one Rishus to another Rishus. And the Rabbanon made this Gzeira, Otu, you shouldn't be able to carry to Shurabim. But in any case, the only way to carry from one to the other is by an Erev Chatzeres. There are other ways also, making a Bittul Rishus, and you have to learn that, but Ian, in those Prakim, Perek 6 and 7, of how to make Erev, what, if you can't make Erev, what could you do? And that's the Iker discussion of those Prakim. Now, people want to know always, you know, you learn Mesechus Erevin, are we going to discuss, you know, the Brooklyn Erev, Erev and Shizrabim, Matsuris HaPesach? Like we call Erev, we call those strings with the two poles. The Tsuris HaPesach is hardly discussed in the Gemaras and Erevin. A few places, the whole Mesechus Erevin dedicates probably 5-6 lines to Tsuris HaPesach. And to the Shiloh of the Brooklyn Erev, that's maybe altogether a blot in the Mesechus Erevin about those Erevin. The Iker, the Mesechta, deals with a lot of Lechi and Kaira, a lot of Erev Chatzeris, a lot of Erev Tchumim, a lot of that. But it comes to the Brooklyn Erev itself, you're not going to really get the whole thing. But if you know the whole Mesechta, you will know all the different stardom, because there's a lot of different things. For example, there's a Shaila, if you have a wall with a Pirtzis Eser, it could be that it's too much of a pirza, too big of a, you have to close that up. You have to close up that breach in the fence. What's called a breach in the fence? What's not called a breach in the fence? And these things could be very negaya. The shaila is another shaila of Baki Barabim, which is Rabim goes through Erev. Could you make Erev? That would be a different Gemara. So if you know the whole Maseches Erev in entirety, you'll definitely be able to understand the topics and the machlokes about those Erevin. But the Iker, the Masech, doesn't really deal with what we call Erevin. It's much more, it's much deeper than that. And it deals with the three topics that we just outlined. And Amir Tz Hashem, everyone should have a Mordig HaTzlacha in learning Masech Tz Erevin.